And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you very much, mystery announcer. And this is indeed friend of those who want no friend, Chuck Roberts. And we're here to... It's kind of an interesting day, interesting week here in Arizona, and we'll probably have some reflections on that with Sanford Cohen later on, but we're going to turn things over to Casey Rooney over in Cottonwood in just a moment. We'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable right after these words on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And if you happen to have one of those new devices called a computer, you can listen to us on KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Sanctuary cities, a radical and dangerous immigration policy that bans local police from working with federal officials to catch and deport criminal illegal immigrants. Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema supports sanctuary cities, even though these cities release criminal illegal immigrants wanted by federal law enforcement back on our streets. Experts warn that sanctuary cities create safe havens for known criminals, victimizing innocent Americans. It's wrong and it's dangerous. Yet Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema votes to fund sanctuary cities that release these lawbreakers back on the streets. Sanctuary cities put us all at risk. It has to stop. Call Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema at 602-956-2285. Tell her to stop funding dangerous sanctuary cities and vote for H.R. 4805, the No Federal Funding to Benefit Sanctuary Cities Act. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And a beautiful Thursday. It is a good day to say hello to Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. Hello, Casey.
Hello, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's a beautiful day here in Cottonwood, and I've got a couple special guests with me today, and one of my guests is Rick Rokos. Did I say that right, Rick?
That's it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Rick is with SCORE, and my other guest is Kathy Bazan, and Kathy is with the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. And I'm glad you guys could join me today. And we're really here to talk about some training opportunities. And Rick, I'd like you to, first of all, tell us, what is SCORE for people out there that have never heard of SCORE? What does that stand for? And what does that mean for our guests and for our listeners?
Sure. SCORE originated as an acronym, and it stood for Service Corps of Retired Executives. We've pretty much dropped that lengthy title, if you will, and just go by SCORE, because while there are a fair number of senior people involved, we are actually much larger than that and have SCORE members who are not retired. So we just go by SCORE, but it was Service Corps of Retired Execs at one time.
And you are, You're local, you're here in Yavapai County?
I am a certified SCORE mentor. I live here in Cottonwood. There are two mentors in the Sedona area, two more up in Flag. We have one in Williams, and the majority of the SCORE mentor group resides over in Prescott Valley, where there's about 25 or 28 members there, men and women.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and Kathy Bazan is also a guest today. She's with the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. And the two of you are partnering up to do some local business training here at the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. Is that correct, Kathy?
That is correct. We're looking forward to doing a series of classes covering everything from branding to marketing, social media, employment law, which is a really hot topic these days, in addition to starting your business and determining your mission, your vision, and your values.
Well, that's a good overview. So SCORE's been around for a while. It's a, would you say that's a national organization, or what is that, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. It is national. It's funded by the federal government. We have in excess of 11,000 business experts, quote unquote, and what that means is certified SCORE mentors. You have to go through some training to be certified as a person who is capable to work with individuals. So we bring our practical, real-world experience to people who are starting out or may have a business already and want to take it to the next level. What I like to say is, if you've got an idea, you're kind of out there in that dreamy state, maybe you're in the cloud environment, not the technical cloud, but just, you know, the kind of state where you don't have anything established yet. And so we work with people, as does Kathy, to help, in effect, make concrete out of those clouds. Bring your dreams to fruition. What does it take to actually take this concept, an idea, and make it a reality?
So you're going to do some training. The training is going to take place here at the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. And we also, at our Business Assistance Center, we also partner with NACOG. And, you know, you probably, our listeners are probably going, what are all these acronyms? Well, NACOG is the Northern Arizona Council of Governments. So we talked about SCORE. We talked about the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. Now we're talking a little bit about NACOG. So we have partnerships. We bring resources to the table. People can come to us and ask us to do training, and we can cover just about any kind of training you could ever dream of with our resources and our partnerships. So I always want to make sure that we clarify what all these acronyms are. And so, you know, Rick runs SCORE. And then Kathy Bazan, who's with me at this moment as well, is doing the consulting with the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. And then we also have the Northern Arizona Council of Governments. So we partner up on these things. And what we really want to talk about today is something that's going to take place on September. It's a three-phase training program. It's called it's a small business boot camp, where we're going to partner up with SCORE and the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center to do this small business boot camp. Tell me, Rick, when is that business boot camp going to take place? And give us a quick overview of what that is.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that. Basically, we're putting this in a formative state right now, so it is not actually going to begin in the early September timeframe. We're going to defer a little bit because we're working to solidify exactly what topics we're going to talk about, who we're going to have as the presenters. There will be, Kathy will present, I will present in certain sessions, and other of the SCORE mentors whose field of expertise happens to be in that particular area will then come in and be the presenter for that session. We're tentatively looking at doing three sessions that would be on possibly three consecutive dates, where we would begin at 10 in the morning and complete at 2 in the afternoon. We would provide lunch. And so there'd be one session in the morning. For example, let's just take it from the get-go. You want to start a business? We'll help you identify, so what should be your vision? What should be your mission? How are you going to direct these activities through a set of guiding principles? And so we'll launch from there and help people formulate that and then move into other aspects of starting a business, like branding, marketing. I don't know anything about web development. We'll help you get exposed to that kind of information. Why is web presence such a big deal? So it's important for people who are starting business to know they need to have a website, and we work with them on how to do it. One of the neat things about our relationship between Kathy and myself is, whereas I have a lot of the background on the what is necessary, she is the go-to person in terms of who to talk to. So if somebody says, I need to get a loan, or my suggestion might be for the best way for you to pursue your business is to get a loan, then we would say, okay, Kathy, who's the best person to help get financing for this individual based on the type of business they want to set up?
Absolutely. And I also help with writing the business plans that are needed, as well as calculating the financial projections. Those are two of the elements of any loan package that need to go into a bank. In addition, I write the resumes that someone trying to get a loan does need to be able to get that loan. The bank wants to know you've got expertise in the business you're trying to start. So I've written resumes for years. I put that talent to work.
So, Kathy, we also have not only banks in the area. I mean, they're good partners for us. But we also have Vivi Rio. Can you address that loan program as well?
Absolutely. We have a variety of lenders in this area, everything from SETI up in Flagstaff that will loan $5,000 to somebody starting a business, all the way to Vivi Rio, which is actually operated out of this office here.
Kathy, we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back and talk about that in just a minute, so I hope our listeners will hang in here with us, and we'll go back to this funding issue and talk about that as soon as we come back.
And we're going to take a real quick break here, and we'll be back with more from Cottonwood and Casey Rooney right after these words. You are listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and who knows where other places too, huh? Out in the mountains maybe? And now KQNA.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We did it again! Clint Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Scott Curry from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce inviting you to the Fair in the Square Labor Day weekend from Saturday, September 1st through Monday, September 3rd. It all takes place at the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. Saturday and Sunday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Monday from 9 to 3. With over 120 vendors, there is something for everyone. The Fair in the Square Labor Day weekend. For more information, call the Prescott Chamber of Commerce 445-2000 or visit prescott.org.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Just for a moment here, let's get back to Casey and his guests over in our Cottonwood studio. Take it away, Casey.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate you being with us today. Our guests are Rick Rokos and Kathy Bazan. Rick is with SCORE, and Kathy is with the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. And we're talking about a training opportunity that we're working through SCORE. And Rick, remind our guests, so in case somebody just joined us, what SCORE is.
Sure. SCORE is a former acronym. It stood for Service Corps of Retired Execs. We've pretty much dropped that lengthy title and just go by SCORE. Because we're not all retired execs any longer. We have members who are still very active in the workplace. And the function of SCORE is similar to small business development, where we work with people to start a new business or to expand an existing business. SCORE mentors, of which I am one, are people who have had careers in industry, and we then link them up with the individual who's looking to start a business. So, for example, if you are needing assistance in the financial realm, one of the individuals who comes to mind is Dick Milan in Prescott Valley, and Dick does a phenomenal job. His background is hospitality. If you need some coaching in the way of financial long-term strategy, things of that sort, Wade Bell in Sedona would be a person that we would recommend. And we have these engagements with individuals, which, by the way, is at no cost. If you contact SCORE and say, I need some help in this area or that area, we will couple you with the most appropriate SCORE mentor and set up opportunities to either work with you either over the phone or individual face-to-face, which is what we really prefer. But if somebody is at a distance and we don't have somebody in the vicinity, then we'll do it more remotely. But that's pretty much the concept of how SCORE works.
And then when we do this kind of training, you would be one of the trainers. Kathy, who's on the phone with us today, is a trainer. And if people want to, if they, you know, don't necessarily want to go to training, and we're encouraging you to come to this training to kind of get an overview of what it takes to start a business. But Kathy is also located here at the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center, Kathy, explain a little bit about what you do, and maybe people need some follow-up to the training, and they want a one-on-one. You're the person, right?
Right. I've been teaching workshops on business topics right here in the Verde Valley for over 4 years now. In addition, in my economic impact, I've won state and national awards for the economic impact made by my clients. That's why I love what I do. The workshops that I teach happen to be more on the order of social media, marketing, crowdfunding, those kinds of topics, which is why it's a natural partnership for me to work with SCORE, because they have so many experts in fields like distribution, in accounting, so that together we present an entire package of ideas that any business owner needs in order to succeed.
So when people start calling us and signing up for the program, we don't necessarily have the date ironed out yet, but this is the topics we're going to be talking about. And imagine there's business planning that goes into this, and financials and employment law and social media and all that kind of stuff. Am I reading that right? And when people start to call in, we will, and we know that we've got some people interested. This is not going to be 100 people in a classroom. This is more specialized consulting at a very reasonable rate. I mean, what do we charge for a typical class like this when we do these kind of classes?
And let me back you up just a little bit, Casey. And as when people have a need for help, there's two ways they can get help. They can directly contact the small business office or SCORE. And you, for contacting SCORE, go through the, believe it or not, national office who routes your request to us very expeditiously, and we get back to you within a day.
So how do they get in touch with you then? How do they get in touch with you, Rick?
To get in touch with me personally, I can give you a number. I'd rather give you the National SCORE website, which is, I had it right here. It is www.score.org. If you go to that website, and by the way, they also have a toll-free number, 1-800-634-0245. So you can either call that national number or go to the National SCORE website and identify what your need is. They will realize, one, you're in Arizona, two, you're looking for this kind of help, and then get you to the right SCORE mentor. That kind of activity is free. There is no charge for that. Or if they went through small business, it's the same thing. The other way you can get schooled, if you will, would be by attending our workshops. Kathy's done workshops. We're working to expand the visibility of SCORE in the Valley, and this is one of the techniques that we're going to use, is do joint sessions between the small business or the business development office and the SCORE organization, so we can present a much more robust, comprehensive package that will take somebody end to end. You may not have time to sit through 3 consecutive weeks, 1 day a week, 4 hours to get all of this, when you just want the financial component, or if you just want the social media component. So in those instances, we would have an individual workshop on that particular topic. And if you wanted just one workshop, and by the way, you were talking numbers, the majority of the time our numbers are in the 8, 10, 12 range, which is fantastic because we get to know our group of individuals quite well, and we can interact with them. They also interact with their peers. So a standalone workshop runs in the $20-$25 range. If we're looking at doing the entire package end to end, then you would be looking at $65 for getting those sessions and that information. And as part of that, you get a workbook from SCORE that is a fantastic document. It's a great takeaway where you can actually do some workshop activity real time with the SCORE mentor and the small business mentor, as we progress through this information. So there's no homework. Okay? We pretty much ask you to, you know, engage with us while we are together face to face. But then if you want to spin off and say, I need to know a little bit more about this financial stuff, then we'll hook you up with the right person to go offline and do that separately. So you would pay for the workshop, but then anything we do with you outside the workshop is free gratis.
That's great. I mean, we also have Kathy on the phone, Kathy Bazan from the Business Assistance Center. And so we try to surround our clients with all the assistance we possibly can. And for Kathy's assistance, there is no charge. But,
correct.
You know, so you're always welcome to come in and meet with Kathy one-on-one. But there's also more formalized training that Rick is talking about with SCORE. So we partner up. It's definitely a partnership. And and we've got skilled counselors. We can talk about financing businesses and that sort of thing. Kathy, I know you're probably chomping at the bit to fill in the blanks here. What else are we missing?
What I would love to discuss is one specific aspect of this. The workshops are designed to get someone's toes into the ocean so that they understand what a balance sheet is, what a cash flow statement is. It is not designed to be the be-all and end-all class where you learn everything that you need to know about cash flow statements. It gives you enough information to be able to use the terms intelligently. In the financing segment, which we love to call Business Lending 101, we actually go into the different lenders that are here in this area, as well as how to put together a loan package for them, which would include the business plan. SCORE does a wonderful class on business plan writing. I work with my clients all the time on writing their business plans, and we actually write them together. The how to do the financial calculations, how to do the resumes, how to do all of the different elements that go into a loan application, and get that successfully approved by the bank. That's the fun part.
I just want, we're kind of winding down our discussion here, but I want to make it well known to our listeners that we're easy to get in touch with. You can always call Rick Rokos, who's on the phone today. And Rick, how would people get in touch with you? We're trying to make this seamless for our listeners and not confuse them. So how do people get in touch with you, Rick? Or do you reach out to us at the Business Assistance Center?
Yeah, I'll give you my business phone number, and that's 928-852-7192. If anyone has an interest in SCORE support, I'll be glad to talk to them if they call that number. And then I will work with them on how to get properly routed through the SCORE system to get that assistance. Or it may be something that more directly could be handled by Kathy, and in that case I would just refer that person over to Kathy.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm also going to give our listeners a telephone number. You can call Cindy at the Business Assistance Center, and her telephone number is 928-340-2740. Again, that's 928-340-2740 at the Cottonwood Business Assistance Center. And I'm going to have to call it quits. We've run out of time. I really want to thank you, Rick and Kathy, for joining me today, and look forward to pulling this training program together and helping small businesses get started in the area. Give Cindy a call at 928-340-2741, and I want to thank you, too, for joining me today for this interesting discussion. Thank you very much, and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there we go. Service Corps of Retired Executives, and excellent interview, Casey. Thank you very much, and to your guests for very good information. It's a big, useful organization. Service Corps of Retired Executives, SCORE. All right, we're going to take time out for some news and headlines and some other things. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to Sanford Cohen, who's been down in Phoenix, and see what his thoughts are about the memorial for John McCain. You are listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the internet, kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Have you ever watched a stick horse barrel race? Do you remember building and naming your own stick horse when you were a kid? Well, Olson's Arizona Equifest will help you remember the good old days. That's right. All you have to do is show up at Olson's Arizona Equifest Saturday, September 15th at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds and get in on the fun. Stick horse races, Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, antique tractors on display, and much, much more. See daring trick rider Brandy Phillips perform and local law enforcement show off the prowess of their canine officers, which, by the way, are fed free by Olson's. How about a free dog protection demo given by Barb and Holt Kennels and Dog Training? Yes, I said free. As a matter of fact, the whole event is free thanks to our sponsors. Free admission and parking. You just come in and enjoy the over 40 vendor booths, shopping, and food. Oh, I forgot to mention, it is Equifest, so there'll be lots of beautiful and talented horses there, too. You might even stay late for the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale. Olson's Arizona Equifest is a can't-miss family event. Good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. One person is dead following the crash of a single-engine plane in Prescott. Deputy Police Chief Amy Bonnie says the plane went down Wednesday night.
First responders arrived in the area to find a single-engine aircraft had indeed crashed.
The person killed was the only person on board.
The cause of the crash is not known. The investigation is ongoing in cooperation with NTSB personnel.
Police discovered the downed aircraft about a quarter mile from the airport in a vacant field. Chino Valley police are asking for help to identify two men who robbed a jewelry store.
And got him turned back from his friend. The other friend takes the opportunity when there's no one looking to reach over the counter, taking numerous rings that valued at $4,000.
Lieutenant Vince Sean says one of the suspects began a lengthy discussion with the jeweler, allowing his accomplice to go to work.
Kind of seems like they had a plan set up and a system in place to do this, like they have. We have reached out to all the other local law enforcement agencies for anything similar in nature to this that they've experienced.
More sunshine today and this weekend, cooling this evening with mostly clear skies to about 61 after bedtime in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs tomorrow as sunny and windy, 87, up to 84 Saturday and Sunday, with a 10 to 20% chance for a brief spot shower Saturday night and Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for brief weekend rain, cooling late tonight to about 67, then mostly sunny highs near 95 Friday and Saturday, up to 91 Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And so we have returned, and I'm happy to say, not happy to say, but we are pleased to say that Sanford Cohen has joined us, and quite a week, quite a day in Arizona, sir.
Why wouldn't you be happy?
Well, I'm happy, but it's not a happy day.
Well, no, I mean, I understand, but you should be happy to talk to me.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm standing straight up there. My knees are locked.
Well, if you want to say you're pleased, I guess that's fairly close, but that's really all about you. It's really not. Anyway, the news that just came out here late today about the Arizona Supreme Court ruling against the Red for Ed group for Proposition 207, I believe it was. The odd thing is that the Red for Ed proponents are coming out, scratching their heads and saying how they're devastated and can't believe.
We'll stand by and let till Sandra gets a better signal. He's checking in with us on the Thursday roundtable, and we will wait for him to call back. And I do want to mention that so many people have had happy remembrances of Senator John McCain. I had the opportunity to interview him twice years ago, and at one point when I owned a place called the Cattlemen's, he and Cindy, back in 1986, came in and had lunch, a couple cheeseburgers and fries, and it was kind of very nice. And another incident that I think tells more about his personality, perhaps, is the fact that I was coming back from my brother's funeral in Ohio, and we had to change planes in Dallas, and getting on the plane was Senator John McCain, who sat in coach. I thought, there you go. There's a guy, you know, could have taken rank has its privilege type of seats, but he didn't. He sat with us regular guys. So it tells me a lot about his personality. All right, Sandra, how are things going now? You got a better signal?
Back again, and we're actually going to be pulling off the road here in a moment, so then we won't have to be at the mercy of the undulating terrain here in southern Yavapai County.
Yes, sir.
But
you were talking about the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, Red for Ed. One of the things Red for Ed did, which really is kind of disingenuous, is they tried to portray the increase in the state income tax that would be devoted to education, and I'll put that word in quotes, they said that they were going to increase the state income tax by 4%, roughly, 4.54%, I think it was. And that may be technically true because they were looking to raise the rate from its current 4.64 to 9.18. So, but what the word that they left off of their initiative, which may or may not have fixed the whole thing, but it nonetheless would have made it more factual, is they should have said they were raising it by 4.54 percentage points. Then you would be accurate in terms of the amount that the tax rate would have been raised. By saying that the tax rate is going up 4.54%, it's not true. The rate was going up almost 100%. And that omission was too much for the Supreme Court to overlook. So really, what it boils down to is either the Red for Ed people didn't have good lawyers, good legislative lawyers, to look at all the contingencies, or you might say that they got an education in how to craft an initiative fully so that it would pass the constitutionality hurdle, or which is a more cynical look, perhaps, and that is that on the heels of their quote-unquote victory by the mass demonstrations on the Capitol and getting Governor Doug Ducey in an election year to agree to a 20% increase in teacher pay by the year 2020, that Red for Ed felt so empowered by their success at that level that greed set in, and they tried to grab way too much as a result of the pretty decent-sized victory that they got, going in. And it wouldn't be the first time that a group or an individual got so drunk with their own success that they ended up tripping and falling over themselves on the next effort. And that's kind of where I'm thinking my direction is, that I think they really just bit off a lot more than they thought the public was willing to chew.
Well, like you say, they thought, well, we're on a roll. Let's go ahead and close this deal here, and don't worry about the devils in the detail.
We're not done with this. I mean, the folks that run the teachers union down in Phoenix, they were apoplectic about this. I mean, they were conspiracy theorizing all over the place. You even heard some of the leaders of the lobbying group down there talk about how we have to, and this is their words, indoctrinate the children, the future, so that a problem like this never happens again.
I have a question that I don't know if you can answer. Maybe some of our listeners could answer. But it seems to me that the amount of money a teacher is paid is decided by the local school board. Am I wrong there?
They do definitely have the wherewithal within a budget to set teacher salaries, yes.
So if the governor says, I've put, extra so many million dollars back into the school system for teachers' pay, really that's up to the local district, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, so it's sometimes they paint with a pretty wide brush.
Yeah, and honestly, I think the schools in Yavapai County probably run a little better in terms of taking into account you know, who their constituents are and trying not to overreach. But in Phoenix, no such understanding exists that the teachers union and the people in charge of it are probably as radically left-wing as you could think of. I mean, the guy they have down there that was their chief spokesperson, I mean, he just looks like Trotsky. I mean, that's just what he looks like.
You can't say that.
He's got a big, tall, goofy, curly hair with little round glasses. I mean, he looks just like Trotsky. And he talks like him, too. So I don't think they do themselves a whole lot of favors by having these folks, who obviously have the fanaticism to be able to make this their life's work, and, you know, mob rule is what they live by. And unfortunately, that's really not a not necessarily the fairest way to run a society. And we, as parents and taxpayers, we don't have the ability to walk off our jobs and go run down to the Capitol and hold up picket signs.
Yeah,
we just don't have that ability.
I see that.
So they know that
that
they've got a captive audience down there.
Before we go to break, I want to give a personal note, and that is the fact that my two children and my three grandchildren have all gone through the unified school districts here, and I have no complaints. I'm proud of the teachers. I'm proud of the administration. I'm proud of the whole system, and that's all I have to say about that is I think they're doing a good job. If they're underpaid, I'm sorry. Who isn't?
Amen. I think that what the governor did, albeit, being put in a half Nelson, I think that was a good step, and maybe righting some of the wrong of teacher pay not increasing to even keep up with inflation and all that. But like I say, you get a decent sized victory like that, you really ought to let the dust settle a little bit and not take the next step, which is to create a piece of legislation that would have generated $700 million annually and just funnel it into the schools.
Bad optics.
I think it was just overreach, and the Supreme Court looked at it, and it wasn't even drawn out correctly. So, they got an F. They got to go back home and redo the assignment.
Get your homework done and turn it back in. All right, let's take a time out. We'll talk with Sanford some more here on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, on the internet at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back with Sanford Cohen right after these words.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Collins with Stone Ridge Centers for Brains. At Stone Ridge, we are using cutting edge transcranial magnetic stimulation technology, commonly known as TMS, to treat the brain. TMS is an effective treatment for individuals diagnosed with depression, PTSD, anxiety, bipolar, and substance abuse disorders. It's also a beneficial treatment for teenagers and young adults with depression, ADHD, and autism. This is a safe treatment with minimal side effects. To see if you're a candidate for TMS, call us at 583-7799 or visit StoneRidgeCenters.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And here we go, 4:52, and time for Sanford Cohen to check in with us. How you doing, boss?
Oh, you know, just kind of overlooking the post-election landscape and seeing some real interesting surprises out there. The biggest one, I think, was Cal Guda's win over Mike Whiting for the mayor of Prescott Valley. Mike was a longtime serving councilman. He's worked fist in glove with Mayor Skoog, who's probably the most popular politician in the history of the town of Prescott Valley. And yet, Pal Guda was able to squeak out a win and will be the next mayor of Prescott Valley. I just found that to be a stunning upset.
There's no explanation that I can think of other than some people think it's, somebody's been there too long. You know, time for new blood, period.
I don't know. The other things that caught my attention on a statewide basis, Secretary of State Michelle Reagan, she definitely got her walking papers with Steve Gaynor, first time political candidate, businessman. Just trounced her like 2-1. And Michelle Reagan just had such a terrible track record with the closing up of too many polling places, which caused lots of voting delays. And I don't really think she ever recovered from that disaster. And so Gaynor is the big gainer in the election. And also up in Sedona, the home rule passed by a 2-1 margin. That's going to allow the city of Sedona to increase their expenditure limit. There was a pretty substantially funded anti-home rule group up there that was making a lot of headway, supposedly. But when it came time to go to the ballot box, evidently their message didn't get across, because home rule was the winner, and that means that money is going to be expended on behalf of the city of Sedona, which right now is awash in tourism, in the millions of dollars. That really has made an impact on the day-to-day living up there. There's folks that I talk to that live in Sedona that are just absolutely bowled over by the amount of traffic they get up there. And Sedona is not like Prescott or Prescott Valley or even Cottonwood, for that matter. It doesn't have too many ways to get in and out of town. And so, and everybody wants to visit the Red Rocks. So they have literally gridlocked that town with a lot of visitation, but it's also good for the city coffers.
Well, yeah, I get the sales tax money and all that. I just, the few times I've been there, I've just been amazed at the amount of traffic circles.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, big time. And then I guess, you know, one thing that Jody Rooney found out as a candidate for state representative is it's hard to go up against two incumbents. She gave it a good try, though, and she may be a voice we hear from down the road, but it's always difficult when you're coming from the outside and running against two incumbents, and people thought that maybe David Stringer might have been a little wounded by the comments that he had made at a men's forum group, but I don't think people really were, they may not have liked the idea that he said it, but I don't know that maybe conservatives really disagreed that much with what he had to say. And obviously, that's the way it turned out at the polls as well.
It seemed like nationally they kind of amalgamized that a little bit themselves and talked about the melting pot of America.
I don't know. I'm hysterical about this goofy thing with the Ron DeSantis, the Republican nominee for governor, talking about monkeying around with the we don't want to monkey around with the economy by introducing socialism. And the guy who won the Democratic nominee, the socialist, he's a black guy. And so and all the online news places all blew up at once. He called him a monkey. No.
There's a point, you know.
The people that traffic in hysteria in the news are just, they're the ones looking at crumbs. They're just trying to take anything they can and try and turn it into something nasty, even though it's a total bald-faced lie.
If that wasn't the most a clear example of people making a mountain out of a molehill, I just don't know what is. And
you can't even call it a monkey wrench anymore. I guess you gotta call it something else. I don't know. The political correctness is actually intellectual dishonesty, and that's really what it boils down to. You gotta go. According to the clock.
Yeah, you're gonna do talk. Let's talk sports tomorrow, right?
Let's talk sports at 4:00.
All right. We'll give you about 23 hours off then, okay?
Okay.
Safe travels. Thank you, sir. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. KQ Day, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world in other great cities on KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.